All right, get ready because today we're going to do a deep dive.
Ooh, a deep dive.
Yeah, into latex fashion,
Okay.
but not just any latex fashion.
Right.
We're looking at how TV presenter AJ Odudu is bringing this unique style to like primetime TV
Yeah.
on Big Brother UK.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Latex has often been kind of like relegated to the fringes of fashion. You know, it has
Rex,
certain,
Buster.
shall we say, niche connotations.
Yeah.
But AJ is fearlessly rocking it on mainstream television.
Yeah.
And that's pretty bold.
That is a statement for
Yeah.
sure. So the source for this deep dive is Latex 247,
Okay.
a website dedicated to all things latex,
Wow.
from fashion to, let's just say they cover the whole spectrum.
Full spectrum.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this particular article highlights how AJ chose to wear a custom purple latex gown by Atsuko Kudo for a recent Big Brother Live eviction night.
For those unfamiliar,
Yeah.
Atsuko Kudo is a bit of a legend in the latex fashion world.
Yeah.
They're known for their incredible craftsmanship
Yeah.
and for dressing some pretty high-profile celebrities.
Yeah. So for AJ to choose a custom piece from them,
Yeah.
it's not just a fashion choice,
Right.
it's a statement.
Yeah, it's a statement for sure.
So let's paint a picture for our listeners here.
Okay.
This gown isn't just your average
No.
little black
No,
tie or.
absolutely not.
Right.
This is a showstopper.
Yeah.
It's a maxi length gown,
Yeah.
a beautiful purple
Yeah.
with a daring thigh-high slit that just screams
Oh,
confidence.
yeah.
And then the square neckline
Yes.
adds a touch of classic
It
elegance.
does.
And then there's the layering.
Ooh, yes. Tell us about the layering because
Okay.
that's where things get really interesting.
So over the gown, she's wearing a cropped trench coat jacket,
Okay.
also in purple latex, and underneath a waspy corset.
A waspy corset,
Yes.
which cinches the waist and accentuates that hourglass figure. So for anyone who might not be familiar, a waspy corset is a wide belt, usually boned,
Yes.
that nips in the waist, creating that very defined silhouette. And it's a popular choice in latex fashion
It is.
because it adds structure and really highlights the curves of the material.
Exactly.
And you can tell that AJ is completely comfortable and confident in this outfit.
Absolutely.
Like, it's not just the clothes,
Right.
it's the way she carries herself,
Yeah.
the energy she exudes.
Oh.
Like, it's clear she's not just wearing latex, she's owning it.
She's owning it.
And this isn't even her first time rocking latex on Big Brother.
Oh, wow.
The article mentions she's worn it for previous eviction nights
Right.
and even for comic relief.
Oh, wow.
So, this isn't just a one-off publicity stunt.
Yeah.
This seems to be like a deliberate choice,
Yeah.
part of her personal style.
And that's what makes it so interesting.
It is interesting.
She's choosing to wear latex in a context where it's not traditionally seen.
Yeah.
It's challenging those preconceived notions about what latex is and who it's for.
So the big question is why?
Yeah.
What is it about latex that's drawing her to it?
Right.
And what does it say about her as a person and as a fashion icon?
That's what we're going to unpack next,
Okay.
because it's not just about the clothes.
Right.
It's about what they represent.
Yeah.
It's about pushing boundaries and redefining what's considered acceptable,
Yeah.
even desirable
Yeah.
in mainstream fashion.
Okay, let's get into that. Okay, so we've established that AJ Odudu is not afraid to make a statement with latex.
She's bold.
But what's really interesting is that she's not just sticking to one look.
Right.
You know, she's playing with different styles,
Yeah.
colors, vibes, showing just how versatile this material can be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not a one-trick pony for her.
Right.
If we look back at her previous latex outfits,
Yeah.
each one tells a different story, you know,
Okay.
showcasing a different facet of her personality and challenging those preconceived notions about latex being a one-dimensional material.
Right, because you think of latex and you're just like, oh, it's just
Right, you fit
that
in.
one thing.
Yeah.
But no.
Not at all.
So, for example, the article mentions that she wore this fiery red latex dress
Okay.
for another Big Brother eviction night. And this was a completely different vibe from the elegant purple gown.
Right. This one was shorter,
Yeah.
more bodycon, really hugging her curves.
Oh, yeah.
That choice of red,
Yeah.
a color often associated with passion and power,
Yeah.
definitely amplified the message of confidence and control.
It's like she was saying, I'm here, I'm bold, and
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to stand out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the pink latex catsuit
Oh, wow.
she wore for comic relief.
Okay.
That was a whole other level of playful and fun. A nod to that iconic superheroine we all know and love. It's amazing how she can go from sleek and sophisticated to playful and cheeky, all while rocking latex. It really does challenge those assumptions that latex can only be one thing. And that's what makes her such a fascinating fashion figure to watch. She's not afraid to experiment, push boundaries, and to have fun with her style. And in doing so, she's opening up a whole new world of possibilities for latex fashion.
She is a pioneer.
So it makes you wonder, is she consciously trying to change the perception of latex, or is she just expressing herself authentically and the impact is happening organically?
That is a great question. I think it's probably a combination of both. She's clearly drawn to the material, to its unique qualities, and the way it makes her feel. But at the same time, she's also aware of the message she's sending by choosing to wear latex in these contexts.
It's like she's saying latex can be high fashion. It can be playful. It can be whatever I want it to be. And that's incredibly powerful.
It is.
And it resonates with a lot of people,
It does.
particularly those who feel like they don't fit into the conventional fashion mold.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, she's showing that it's okay to embrace your individuality, experiment with different styles, and to challenge the status quo.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about challenging the fashion norms, is it?
It's about reclaiming a material that has often been marginalized, often associated with. Well, let's just say certain subcultures.
You're right. It's about bringing latex into the mainstream, normalizing it, and showing that it can be worn by anyone, anywhere, for any occasion. And what's interesting is that she's not doing it in a way that feels forced or gimmicky.
No, it feels
It
authentic.
feels authentic to her personal style, and that's what makes it so impactful.
It is.
So, what does this all mean for the future of latex fashion? Do you think we'll see more people embracing it like AJ has?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's hard to predict the future of fashion, but I think AJ's influence is undeniable. She's proving that latex can be both high fashion and accessible. And that's bound to pique the interest of other celebrities and designers.
Imagine seeing latex dresses in department stores. Latex jackets on the runway. Latex leggings at the gym.
It's not as far-fetched as it might seem.
That's true.
And think about the implications for sustainability.
Oh, yeah.
Latex is a natural material derived from rubber trees,
Yeah.
making it a more eco-friendly option compared to many synthetic fabrics.
So not only is it stylish and empowering, but it could also be a more sustainable choice. That's
Exactly.
definitely a conversation starter.
It is indeed, it seems. AJ Odudu's fashion choices are sparking a conversation that goes far beyond just aesthetics. It's about challenging norms, embracing individuality, and considering the environmental impact of our fashion choices.
So we've talked about AJ's bold latex looks, the craftsmanship of Atsuko Kudo, and how she's challenging perceptions of latex fashion. But here's something else to think about. Remember how we mentioned latex 24/7 covers the whole spectrum of latex, including those more, shall we say, niche interests?
It's important to acknowledge that latex has a complex history and diverse cultural associations.
For sure.
It's not just about fashion, is
But
it?
exactly. And that's what makes AJ's embrace of latex even more fascinating. By choosing to wear it so publicly, she's kind of like reclaiming the narrative, pushing back against those more limited views of what latex represent.
She's broadening the conversation, demonstrating that latex can be sophisticated, playful, and even elegant, all while acknowledging its diverse history. It's a bold move, and it's definitely generating buzz.
It makes you wonder if this is a tipping point for latex. Could AJ's influence, combined with the growing visibility of latex in pop culture and on social media, lead to wider acceptance in the mainstream?
It's certainly possible. Fashion is constantly evolving, and what was once considered edgy or even taboo can quickly become trendy.
Like, look how ripped jeans, once associated with rebellion, are now a wardrobe staple.
They are everywhere.
And think about how tattoos have gone from subculture to mainstream.
Yeah, that's true.
What seemed shocking a few decades ago is now commonplace. Could latex be on a similar trajectory?
It wouldn't surprise me. AJ is part of the new generation of celebrities and influencers who are comfortable pushing boundaries and challenging conventional notions of style. They're not afraid to be bold, to experiment, and to express themselves authentically.
And that authenticity is key.
It is.
AJ isn't just wearing latex for shock value.
Right.
It genuinely seems to be a part of her personal style.
Yeah.
Which makes it all the more impactful.
It does.
So what does this all mean for you?
Oh, for me?
Yeah. As you move through the world, keep an eye out for latex.
Okay.
Notice how it's being used, who is wearing it, and how it's being styled.
All right. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Yeah. Is it becoming more visible? Are attitudes changing?
Okay.
You know, pay attention to those subtle shifts in the fashion landscape.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll spot a latex accent on a handbag.
Right.
A touch of latex in a shoe design,
or
even a full-on latex ensemble on a brave soul walking down the street.
I'll be looking.
AJ Odudu's daring fashion choices have given us a lot to think about, haven't they?
They have.
From the craftsmanship of Atsuko Kudo to the evolving perceptions of latex, it's clear that fashion is more than just clothes.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of our culture, our values, and our individual expression.
For sure.
So keep your eyes peeled. Stay curious.
Okay, will do.
And who knows, maybe you'll be rocking a bit of latex yourself someday.
Maybe I will.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into AJ Odudu and the world of latex fashion.
It's been a pleasure.